Here's a thought about regrets. Last week when I was photographing in Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington, I cannot tell you the number of times that I simply couldn't make a photograph that I wanted to make for some reason or another. There wasn't a place to pull off the side of the road safely, so I had to keep driving and I missed a photograph. Or I needed to have a cherry picker that would raise me 300 feet in the air to get the right angle, or drop me over the edge of a cliff where I could get the right angle. Or I needed a magic tool that could part the clouds and allow the sun to come through for just a minute and illuminate the landscape exactly as I wanted. There's 1,001 reasons why we can't photograph what we want to photograph. And for a while, I got kind of bummed out that I was missing a whole bunch of great images one day. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. I've got a fantastic camera. I had time. I had beautiful fall leaves. I had wonderful dappled sunlight. I had the opportunity to make literally thousands of wonderful photographs, some of which are actually going to be pretty damn good, I think, when it's all said and done. But I found myself focused on the ones I was missing until it just dawned on me what a waste of time that was. Instead of focusing on what I couldn't do for one reason or another, it made so much more sense to photograph on what I could do and what I could be successful with. And once I changed my focus, as it were, to those things that I could do, the rest of the week got so much more pleasant. And once again, I realized this is the best time in the history of photography to be a photographer, simply because of all the wonderful photographs we can make.